In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We're so blessed that we can have the day with Mary every first Saturday, but I am always especially filled with great joy when the day with Mary, when we start the new year on the first Saturday of that new year. And of course, we all make resolutions, we all make special prayer intentions for the new year. But there is one thing I would like to encourage you particularly to make a resolution to commit yourself to, and that is to truly make an effort to do the devotion of the five first Saturdays, which are very, very special and very important. The observance of the first Saturday in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is intended to make reparation for the sins of mankind. The devotion was revealed by the Blessed Virgin Mary to the children, Francesco, Lucia, Jacinta, and especially to Lucia, when she appeared in Fatima, Portugal. On June 13th, 1917, Our Lady specifically stated in speaking to Lucia, "Jesus wants to make use of you to make me known and loved. He wants to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." And we can see that this devotion comes to us directly from Jesus. It is Jesus who asks for the devotion to his mother's heart. It is Jesus who wants his mother's heart honored and loved. Our Lady did not come on her own to Fatima. She was sent by her son. And because her son recognizes his mother's heart is to be a remedy for our hearts, in our indifference, in our coldness, in our love for him, and of the faith that Our Lady's heart is the heart which will transform our hearts. For her heart was most perfect in loving and serving God. And so this is the first note. The devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary comes to us directly from Jesus. He wants his mother's heart acknowledged and loved, and for us to strive to imitate his mother's heart. Our Lady repeated this in July 13th apparition, when after the vision of hell that was granted to the three children, she said, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." So that, again, after the vision of hell, Our Lady said those words. And again, the three children actually had a vision of hell. They saw hell. And it was very frightening for them. And the one thing they could not believe is that people would rather go to hell than to love God and to obey God and his commandments. But Our Lady's words again, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." And what Our Lady is saying is, of course, is to save poor sinners from going to hell. Devotion to her heart will be a remedy and an aid to save souls. "If what I asked to you is done," she said, "many souls will be saved, and there will be peace." Our Lady asked for reparation. There are so many souls whom the justice of God condemns for sins committed against me, that I have come to ask reparation to this heart for the sins of mankind, in particular, the five kinds of offenses and blasphemies against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, Sister Lucia, When she was in the convent, Our Lady appeared to her. This happened on December 10th, 1925, and Our Lady was with the child Jesus, and the child Jesus said to Lucia, because Mary's heart was surrounded by thorns, and Jesus said, "Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is none to make an act of reparation to remove them." Then the Most Holy Virgin said, "Look, my daughter, at my heart, surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the moment of death with all the graces necessary for salvation those who fulfill the devotion of the five first Saturdays." So this devotion is that for five consecutive, this devotion which goes for five Saturdays, the first Saturday of each month for 5 months, is to make reparation for offenses against the Mother of God, and that we are consoling Jesus and his mother. And if you don't think people are blaspheming against Mary, you have to realize that they are. And unfortunately, sometimes I come across it by accident on the internet, in images or in words, in which people mock Our Lady terribly and mock the Mother of God terribly. And we can see how much this hurts Jesus and Mary. So this devotion is to make console Jesus and Mary. It's against blasphemies against her Immaculate Conception, against blasphemies against her perpetual virginity, blasphemies against the divine and spiritual maternity of Mary, that she's the Mother of God and that she's our mother. A blasphemies involving the rejection and dishonoring of her images, and the neglect of implanting in the hearts of children a knowledge and a love of this Immaculate Mother. So these are the blasphemies which this devotion is to atone for and make reparation for. What is required in this devotion? For 5 Saturdays of 5 consecutive months, first go to confession. The confession can be before the first Saturday, within a week, or after the first Saturday, but one must go to confession within a week, either way. Receive Holy Communion with the intention of making reparation to the offenses against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Then the other work is recite 5 decades of the Rosary. So that's either the Sorrowful, the Joyful, the Glorious. Of course, Saturday is normally when we pray the Joyful Mystery, but to recite 5 decades of the Rosary. And then, on top of that, this is something separate to the devotion, for 15 minutes to meditate on the mysteries of the Rosary. What does that mean? It doesn't mean to be praying the Rosary. It means for 15 minutes to be meditating, either on some aspect of the Joyful Mysteries, the Sorrowful Mysteries, the Glorious Mysteries, or the mysteries of the Luminous Mysteries, to meditate on those mysteries, such as just choosing the first Joyful Mystery, the Annunciation, how Mary said yes to God, and how she never took that yes back, and her yes was a yes that she lived her whole life to God, and that she even said that yes at the foot of the cross, and how Mary teaches me to say yes to God and what he wants for me in my life, that I don't run away from sufferings in the cross, but I too must imitate Mary in saying yes to God. And with Mary's help, I too can do the will of God, whatever it may be. So that's an idea of how to meditate. The Nativity of Jesus. Look at the poverty of Jesus, his humility to be born in a humble stable, his love for us, his love for us, and just the humility and the poverty and the simplicity and how he has done this for us. So we meditate on these different aspects. God being born not in a palace or a castle, but in a humble stable. So that's just for 15 minutes. Now, And that's, these are all done, these steps are done with the intention of making reparation to the Blessed, making reparation to Our Lady. But what does Our Lady promise in return for this beautiful devotion? It's a very special promise, as I've already said it. She said, Our Lady said that, I promise to help at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation, whoever fulfills these conditions for 5 Saturdays, of the first Saturday for 5 consecutive months. I promise to help at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation. So Our Lady is promising us great help for this devotion. She's promising us that we'll have the grace that we need for our salvation, just for this simple devotion, which is not something that we have to do every day, but for one day, for the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months. The graces necessary for salvation. Our Lady is promising us that we'll get the help that we need through this devotion to reach heaven. And so it's a treasure given to us from heaven. It's a promise given to us from heaven that this devotion will be a great assistance and help to us to reach heaven, and that Our Lady will be with us at the hour of death. Now, that's very consoling to me, because we know that the hour of death is perhaps the most, for many, the most terrifying moment of our life. And the saints all say that at the hour of death is when hell is unleashed, and the devil is using his last opportunity to try to get us to lose faith, to deny our faith, or to abandon our faith, or to give up hope, or to give up courage. Even the saints were tempted. Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, that beautiful saint, she writes on her, when she was nearing death, the devil was tempting her that there was no heaven, that there was no paradise. But she counteracted that. She, with acts of faith, my God, I believe, strengthen my faith, give me renewed hope and courage. But see, this devotion promises us Our Lady will help, be with us and help us at the hour of death. And Our Lady never goes back on her words. Never, never, never. We are as human beings, perhaps are fickle. We say something and we mean at the time, but when it comes down to it, sometimes we may keep our word, we may not. Not with the Mother of God. When she says something, she means it and she keeps it. And when she says, I will be with you at the hour of your death to help you with graces necessary for salvation, Our Lady means it. And so this is, I just want to encourage you, if there's anything we can really make a resolution for this new year, is to truly make an effort to apply ourselves to fulfill what Our Lady has asked for this beautiful devotion in honor of her Immaculate Heart. This devotion which comes to us through Jesus, who wants the heart of his mother acknowledged and loved, that this his mother's heart is the key for us in loving him perfectly. Our Lady's heart was always faithful, always in union with the heart of her son. And so she teaches us how to love Jesus and serve him. Now, there's many little books on Fatima. This is my favorite, and unfortunately, I know it's at the end of the day, and it may be closed at the bookstall. But this book is the Words of Jacinta Marto, Blessed Jacinta. It's very simple, but it's very profound. It's one of the best, to me, one of the best little catechisms on Fatima. But what I want to leave you with today is the words that the Virgin Mary said to Lucia. When Our Lady told Lucia she would be left here on earth while she would take her cousins Francesco and Jacinta to heaven very soon, Lucia began to cry at the thought of being alone and not having her cousins to be with her to keep her company on earth. And Our Lady said words which she says to each of us. So as I read this, I want you to think that Our Lady is saying these words to you. In whatever situation you're having in your life, I want you to think this is Mary speaking to you, because it really is. She said, You are suffering very much, but do not be discouraged. I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the road that will lead you to God. And so Our Lady acknowledges that we do suffer. She doesn't promise to take our suffering away, but she does promise to give us courage and help, that she will never abandon us, that she will be with us through our suffering. My Immaculate Heart will be a refuge for you. And what is a refuge? We know when it storms, when the tempest strikes, when the wind and the lightning and the hail come down, you find a shelter. And of course, we need a refuge from the tempest that is all around us, of the godlessness and the worldliness of this, and the everything that is contrary to Christ and his teachings and his church. Where is our refuge to keep us safe, to keep us faithful to Jesus, to keep us not from becoming lukewarm or adopting these worldly mentalities, is the heart of Mary. Her heart is our refuge, and it's a shelter for us amidst the tempest of Satan, to keep us safe and to keep us close to Jesus, and to keep us from not falling away from our faith. That her heart gives us courage, gives us strength, and assists us with perseverance. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the road that will lead you to God. And that is so beautifully what St. Alphonsus Liguori said, who's a doctor of the church, that no one who is a child of Mary will go to hell. No one who belongs to the Virgin Mary will go to hell. So great is her protection, so great is her intercession, that even the greatest sinner, if they were to turn to her before they died, she would save them from falling into hell. So great is her intercession before God, because God refuses his mother nothing. When Mary prays, she prays as a mother, and Jesus refuses his mother nothing. And so this is to give us great confidence in turning to Mary, and to begin this new year asking her to help us on that path of this new year, in loving Jesus more faithfully, in loving Jesus more perfectly, and above all, that we might love Jesus united to her Immaculate Heart. This is what Jesus wants. Jesus wishes the heart of Mary, he wishes to establish in the world devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, so that we are loving him with the heart of his mother, and that when he looks at us, he sees the heart of his mother. And we can truly think what a world it would be if everyone was striving to imitate the heart of Mary. It would already be as if it were heaven on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.